This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An armed man is under arrest after he allegedly broke into the Colorado Supreme Court building in Denver this morning. It's not clear what motivated the break-in, though authorities don't believe it's related to any previously known threats against the court. The justices have reported multiple threats to police since they disqualified former President Donald Trump from Colorado's 2024 primary ballot last month. Police say the man started a fire and caused extensive damage to the building but did not hurt anyone. He surrendered to police, who have identified him as 44-year-old Brandon Olson. This week marks 10 years since Colorado became the first state to legalize recreational marijuana. After a couple of run-ins with the law in his home state of Ohio, Colin Kirkbride says legalization played a role in his decision to move to Colorado 5 years ago. While stepping out for a midday smoke in front of his North Denver home, he still remembers his first time purchasing legal marijuana.
I just moved here. I was going to a Rockies game. I was downtown. I went to that ballpark dispensary and was just kind of blown away.
Kirkbride hopes the decade ahead means similar legalization for psychedelics in Colorado. The cost for an EpiPen or similar allergy medication should now be capped at $60 per two-pack for Coloradans. The new state law limits how much insurers can charge out-of-pocket for epinephrine auto-injectors. People without insurance can enroll in an affordability program through the state to get the medication at that price through pharmacies. Colorado is one of the first states to limit the price of EpiPens. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.